We had daf mem hey yomid beis. We had learned a machlokes Rab Shimon ben Elazar and the Chachamim by kupaser sheyichta liyeshiva. The Rab Shimon ben Elazar holds it's bottle. One isn't over bal yiroh. The Tanakama holds loy bottle. Let us see taisus. Kupaser sheyichta liyeshiva b'teila. Af al pi sheroi laachila. Now Chassam Seif explains this taisus that we have a Gemara. The Gemara is speaking about a pas she ipsha chayiv levaya minei sheroi lesoichiko. Lachameya bo kama isis acheres. So the Tanakama is speaking about chomets that is not roi lachila, but there's a chayiv beer because it's equivalent to sa'oyer. It's mechametz other thing. And that Rab Shimon ben Elazar oimer, kupas sa'oyer sheyifta liyeshive botele. So Pashtis Rab Shimon ben Elazar is speaking about something similar to the Tanakama. That means it's not roi lachila, and there's no chiyuv beer because it's yichta li yeshiva. Now Taisus is meisiv on what our Gemara is not speaking about. So Taisus says afal pi sheroi lachila. What will be if we'll have a chometz that is roi lachila? What will the din be then? Is this din only applicable because be'etzim it's not roi lachila? The whole chiyuv is because it's roi lachametz isis achere. So here there's a din of yichud. What if it's mamish roi lachila? So Taisa says, afal pi sheroi lachila kiven she'ein mekaymen oisei lachila, but since his intent is that he's not going to eat it, is betela, so it's bottle. That's Taisa's chiddish, but Taisa wants to be moisif on the Gemara. Kemoi le'inyin tume. And Taisa says, we find by tume, there's also a din bittle, that it loses tumas oichlim, even though it's roi lachila. If his intent is to use it for something else, his intent is to use it for a shimush, that's not an achila dike shimush, it loses tumas oichlim. Kimoi le'inyin tume, the umrinin ba'ir varoite, the betayla, it also loses its tumas oichlim, afo pisha roi lachila. Kedamrinin hosom, the Gemara says in Chulin, Bayis shesichachoy bezroim. He was mesachach abayis bezroim. Toaroy. So he was metayr tiaroy. So he was metayr bezroim. That means he used this as a sichach for the bayis. Now the shimush is not a achiladika shimush. It's a shimush of, he's using this as a sichach, a covering for a house. So tiaroy. And now it's metametumas aiholim. It's, if there'll be a nega there, can become a base hamanuge. So the Gemara says, "V'tumase lav deyereise." Gemara says you can't say the tumes are deyereise that'll become an avatume. The reise im kaimotzino oichlam the metame tume chamure. The Gemara says, "How could it become an avatume? An oichel can only be a rishin letume." Umeshanik sheshimesh maise eight shimesh. So the Gemara says, it's ois oichel. So memele, now it could become an avatume. So Taisus brings a raya from the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara, that the Gemara had a havamina that it's still an oichel. And the Gemara asks, how could an oichel become an avatume? So the Gemara says it became ois oichel. Al kaponim v'aisteis, we're speaking about oichlen, and an oichel can become ois oichel if you meyached it for a different shimush. Mashma de mairi beroi lachila. So afilu beroi lachila, there's also a musik of bittel. So just like there's a din bittel that it becomes ois oichel legabi hilchis tume, hu adin it becomes ois oichel legabi hilchis chometz. The ikir is it's ois oichel. And that is decided by, according to Rab Shimon ben Elazar through yichud. V'nira lari. So just like Taisvus was medame, the Hilchis Chometz, the Hilchis Tume, just like one can be Mavkiyah Deshem Oichel Legabi Tume, even though it is an Oichel, with a Yichud, so who adin, one can be Mavkiyah Deshem Oichel Legabi the Issa Chometz.
So
So Taisvis says as follows. There's a machloikis in Masechta Shabbos. It says there as follows. Kol ha-kelim yordim lidei tume b'machshove, vein oilim lidei tume elo idei shini maise. That means as follows. If a person has a oil, and he wants to use it for a blanket, for a sheet to lay on it, so if he decided to use it in this matziv, so it's makabel tumas medras. So it's makabel kol kelim. It's yerdim lidei tumosam idei machshove. Decided this is going to be a medras, so it becomes a medras. The lady decides that he won't use this oil for a sheet. He'll make shoes out of it. So the Tanakhama says oilim mitumosam b'shini maisa. That if you want it, before it was roi to be mekabel to mes medres. Now you're saying, no, it's not oimit to be a medres, it's oimit to be a shoe, so it doesn't have a teres keli. So you have to make a shini maise. You have to start cutting the oil to make it for shoes. If you do a maise, that's mafkia, the shimush of a sheet, so that's so then it's oilim mitumis medris, and now it's girl mekalim. It's now it's nothing yet. It's not a sheet and it's not a shoe. Rabbi Yehuda holds leimrinin shini maisa lesakin ela lekalkel. That means he holds it's not sufficient that you made a maisa. If the maisa is making it better, so that will not be mafkia the previous tumah. You have to have a shini maisa that is mekalkel the previous keli. Then, that means that's a maisa of kilkul, that will make that the previous din tume is nifka. Now what is Taisvis telling us here? There's a meiridike tumu, the marshon, the marshal, chazenish on this Taisvis, but the most beautiful pshat I saw in this Taisvis is in the Chsam Sefer. Chsam Sefer says as follows. Chsam Sefer says that Taisvis is speaking about if the kupas sa'oyer is roi lachila, which is not the case in our Gemara. Our Gemara is speaking about a pasha ipsha. Taisvis is speaking about a theoretical case. And Taisvis says, if it's roi lachila, also it will help bittul. Just like it helps lagabi tumah, it'll help lagabi chometz. So now, Taisvis is saying as follows. Lagabi tumah, the halacha is as follows. What if something was already roi lekabel tumah? So then you need a maise. Then you need a maise. So Taisa says, if you'll have, let's say, a chometz that's roi lachila, then afilo according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that kupasar sheyichta li yeshiva helps. That is dafka. When does yichud help? That is only when it was not roi lachila. So, but it had a din chometz because it's roi lachame by isis acheres. That means it was an isa chometz on it. That means it wasn't an oichel, but there was an isa chometz on it because it's roi lachame by isis acheres. So there, Rav Shimon Elazar holds that yichud helped. But Taisa says, what will be in my case that it was already, that had a shame oichel chal on it? So then to make it ois oichel, it will not be sufficient. It will not be sufficient to samazo yichel. Then, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, you'll need a shini maise. But a shini maise lesakin will also be tzefridin. And according to the Tanakhama, Bachsmi says, then you'll need a shini maise lekalkul. That's what the Chsam Sofer says. If it is already had a shame oichel on it, you need more to make it ois oichel, just like legabi tume. You need more to make it ois dover hamekabel tume. The Chsam Sofer says, argimore, that it seems there's a machloikis. That's what he wants to say. Pshat. According to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, yichud helps. And according to the Tanakhama, toch betit also helps. Toch betit will help. Toch betit is a shini maise lesakin. It's not a kilkul. It's, we learned this in Rashi also. It makes it better to sit on. That is a shini maise lesakin. So this is only good because we're speaking about it's not roi la'achila the way it is. So then, yichot helps according to Rav Shimon the Lozon, the Shini Maisa Lesakin will help according to the Tanakhama. But if it would be roi la'achila, then you would need a Shini Maisa according to Rav Shimon ben Elozon, according to Tanakhama, you would need a Shini Maisa Lekalko. That is how the Chasam Sofer learns Pshat in this Tosfos. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tono Rabono, hapas sheipsho, v'nivso lo milecha lo odom, it's posel meachilas odom, v'akelev yochel lo oichlo, and a kelev can eat it. That means it was once roi lachilas odom. It lost that status. It's not anymore roi lachilas odom, but it's still roi lachilas klo. Metame tumas oichlem bekebeye, v'nisrefes imatmeye bepesach. So Poshe Pshat is as follows. Since it once had a halacha, that it was a tumas oichlem on it, so, and since it's still roi lachilas klovim, so the previous halacha remains. It's metame tumas oichlem bekebeye. Poshe, it means metame acherim tumas oichlem, according to Rashi, Kabbalah tumas bekolshu, so it means it's metame acherim. Nisrefes imatmeye bepesach, and poshet it means just like it's metame tumas oichlem, it's mekabel tumas oichlem also, bafal piken, if it was trume, you're allowed to burn it with trume tmeye bepesach, and the chiddush is, that even though Rabbi Yossi holds that serfen zula atmo vizula atmo, but since this is a trume, that is not oimed lachilas odom, so there's no din of mishmeres trumoisai, therefore you're allowed to burn it together imatmeya bepesach. There's a very interesting shitas harambam. The Rambam says that metametumas oichlem bekebeya means as follows. Metametumas oichlem bekebeya means that if it was tome already, the tume doesn't go off. That's the chiddush. That there was once roi lachila, and there was mekabel tume already, so the tume remains. But the Rambam shita is what happens if it as yet was not mekabel tume. So then, now it's not roi lachila's odom, it won't be mekabel tume. That's a very interesting shita sa Rambam. The Tzlach asks, according to the Rambam, so what's the Chiddush Nisrefes imatmeya bepesach? It's not mekabel tumah. The Braise is saying a Chiddush that you're allowed to burn it together with a tmeya. Pashteitzich is allowed to burn it. If according to the Rambam, after it's nifsal meachilas odom, it's not mekabel tumah anymore. No pshat is that the tumah that it has remains, the tumah doesn't go off. So what's the Chiddush of Nisrefes imatmeya bepesach? But upon him, the Raivit, and it seems Raiv Rishonim learned that that not only the tumah that is on it remains, no pshat is it is mekabel tumah also. Here's all dinei tumas oichlem are applicable on this pass since it once was an oichel, and it still al kaponim is a shtikel oichel legabi klove. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, v'nivsala milecha la'odom, v'niskalkalol be'ipusha mimacha la'odom, v'tama tumas oichlam. The chosman shiruye lekelev, lo'ipoka toiras oichl mino. Here we see Rashi, v'ishe sholz, it has a shame oichl. So maybe it will be mekabel tuma also. Nisrev is imatmei bepesach, im truma tahira hi dekivin. If it's truma tahira, she allowed to burn it together with tmei bepesach. The kimin de loichosi l'odom, since it's not roi lachilas odom, muter letamo biyodayim, and there's no iso mishmeres tromoisai. Afele rabbi yoisi dama perikame zula atzma vizula atzma, but here he is moide. This is the Tanakame. Rabbi Noson, mishum rab Noson omru, einay metamo. Rav Noson holds, as long as it became nivsal machilas odom, it loses the shame oichel. Zuk de gemore, keman oz lohod esnan, klal omru betares, kol amiyuchid lo oichel odom, tomei, ad she yifsel mi lechel lekelet. that if it was once miyuchad loichel odom, so it remains tomei, or it's still mekabel tomei, till it's nivsam achilas kelev, keman the loike rabnos. The Stam Mishnah is not like rabnos. So Rashi, a miyuchad loichel odom, v'chal olav shem oichel, tomei li oilom, v'afilu niskalka machilas odom, ad she yiposel machilas kelev. Look the Gemara weiter. Tono Rabbono. Arevas ho'avdonim. The Areve that there used to be a tannery, there used to be Ma'abud Oiris, and the Ibud Oiris, there was a terrible sirchain, a terrible odor in this Asik. So if there was an Areve of Avdonim, Shenosan L'Soicha Kemach. So Rashi seems to learn that this kemach was chometz. And the kemach spoils from its surroundings. It finds itself in an areva of avdonim. Istoich shloisha yomim chayiv levaya. So if this was put in less than 3 days before Pesach, so it's still roi lachilas odom when it comes Pesach. So chayv levayr is mechuyv to be mevayr. It wasn't nifsal meachilas odom yet. That's how the Chazen Ish learns pshat. We're speaking about nifsal meachilas odom, and he said even though we had before pasha ipsha yechayv levayr, if it's nifsal meachilas odom, he says because there it's roi lechamei by isay sacheres, it's still usable, it's moldy, it's old, but for yeast purposes, it's good. So that's why Nivsal Mechilas Odom is not sufficient to make it Ois Chometz. Mashenkin over here, and Revis Avdonim, so the odor that it has, you won't be Mechametz any Yisus Achers with it either, so it's useless. So Memele, that's what Chazanish says, so if it's sufficient if it's Nivsal Mechilas Odom. But Toich Shloish Yomim, it didn't become Nivsal Mechilas Odom. Koidim Shloish Yomim, but if the Kemach was put into the Areva before 3 days, Eine Chayiv Levayel. Then he's not Chayiv Levayel. Omar Rav Nosson, Bamed Dvorim Amurim, Shloi Nosson L'Soicha Oireis. When do you need a time span of 3 days? That's Tavke, if it was only in the Areva, the Reach of the Areva alone is Mekalkul, so then you need a time span of 3 days. Avol nosan l'soicha oires, but what if you had oires to get to with the kemach? Afilu toich shloishein chayiv levayr. I said the Tanakama did not differentiate. The Tanakama holds that they always need a time span of 3 days in order to passel it. And meachilas odom. And Rav Nosson says nitazoy. Omar Rove Halacha Kerav Noson, that if oires were put into it, afilu yoim echad, it's nivsa machilas odom, afilu sho echos. Dvar Shmuel is ma'oire, it's very difficult to understand what is the machlekes Rav Noson the Tanakame. I mean, it's nivsa machilas odom, is a nivsa, is a not nivsa, be passed by machlekes tanoim over here. Let us see Rashi. Avdonim shenoisnim bo oirois la'abed v'noisnim sham kemach. Teich loishe yomim lepesach nosan kemach l'soicho in the areva dain shem chometz oleo. So here's a shem chometz when Pesach comes around. Shebo ha'pesach ha'ev l'abar afilo ho'ye bo oiris according to the Tanakam. Koidim shloishe yomim kvar miskalkolo ha'idei reyach ha'keili v'af al'pi shloi nosan l'soicho oiris. So Rashi says both extremes in the Tanakame. The Teich Shloish Afilu Oiris won't help, and Lach Shloish Afilu Dreich HaKeli is Mekalk. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Loi Nosson L'Soicha Oiris, Medina L'Cho. If he did not put Oiris into the Areve, then I'm waited. The Teich Shloish Yomim Chayv Levar, Lach Shloish Yomim Loish, Niskalk Lo Mereich HaKeli. Abul Nosson L'Soicha Oiris, Bekemach, is Bitlo Miteiras Chometz. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'chein le'inyin tume. We had in the Mishnah as follows. We had botzik shebesitke areve. So it said, if there's a kezayis, chayiv levayr. There's no kezayis, ain't chayiv levayr. let us just say for practical purposes, Rashi's pshat that's speaking about it was in the Doifin Hareve. If there's a Kizayis Chayiv Levayer, because there's not such a great necessity for the steamer. There's a Pachis Mikizayis, so Mamela, since it does accomplish something, so it becomes bottle to the Hareve. So the Mishnah differentiated by the Fanis between a Kizayis and Pachis Mikizayis. So the Mishnah continues, V'chein le'inyin tumeh. There's also a chilek in makbet olav chaitzitz. If he's makbet, he wants to take it off. He does not want it to remain in the areve. So then it's chaitzitz. Vim roitze b'kiyum. If he wants it to remain there as a stime, areyu kareve. Then it's taka like the areve. Frek the gemore midomi. So what's the vechein? They're not similar. Hosom b'shiyuret al yemilse. By Pesach, it's dependent the size of the botzek. Hoche b'kpei de talye milse. Here it's dependent on if he wants it, if he doesn't want it. Omar Rav Yehuda eime linyin hatume einechein. We have to chere b'geiris vaker. Not v'chein linyin hatume. Tume, there are different guidelines. How can we do such a thing? The Mishnah Vaistos did the same. Ela Omar Rabbi, Hochi Koma, V'chein le'inyin tziruv tume bePesach. Legabi tziruv tume, we'll see soon in Rashi what that means, or the Gemara. So in Pesach, the guidelines are the same as they are legabi bal yerot. Just like a kezayis, you have to be mevayer. A kezayis will become mitzurif. Pachas mikezayis, you don't have to be mevayer. It's the din of the reve. Pachas mikezayis will not become mitzurif. B'shar yemois hashone. But the rest of the year, he kept looked at. Then there's a difference if it's this kpeide or if he's makpid. Im Reutzebeke Yumoi or Im Matpedol. Hey Chidom. Now the Gemara is going to explain what exactly we're speaking about. Kegoin, the Ike Poches Mikebeya Oichlem. We have a Poches Mikebeya Oichlem, which according to the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, that Lamedaldo Beis, Bachlal, not Mekabel Tume. According to Rashi, it is Mekabel Tume, but it's not Metam Acherim. V'nogu Bahai Botzek. And we attached or touched chayret stavke by botzek, which is a sticky substance. The chayret, that's when it becomes mitzurif to get a shir kebeya. So we had a poches mikebeya oichlim, which is not roi letame acherim, according to everyone. It's not mekabotum according to the Rabbeinu Tam. V'nogu by botzek. And now we attached it to the botzek that's being used as a steamer for the areve. BePesach. So if this maisa happened in Pesach, we have now a shaila, what halacha is on this botzek. Does this botzek have a shame oichel on it? So the mail of the botzek is a shame oichel. It'll be mitzurif to the poches mikebeya. And so now we consider we have a kebeya of oichlem. A kebeya oichlem is mekabel tumim metam acherim. If this botzek has a shame areve, so the mail is, so this is a keli. So in Oichlam, you only have a poches mekebeya Oichlam. This cannot become mitzurif to the Oichlam to make a kebeya Oichlam. So zuk the gebaze. BePesach. So if this maisa happened in Pesach, you had a kezayis of botzek. Then you had a kezayis of shar Oichlam. And you attached the shar Oichlam to the botzek. The isur eichoshuv, since there's an isur of bal yeroim, that means the halach is chayiv levaya. You're not allowed to leave it in the areva. You have to get rid of it. So the isur is machshevet, that it is not considered an areva. It's not considered a eitz. It's considered an oichel. So memele, so if legabi hilchis chometz is considered an oichel, so who adin legabi hilchis tumes oichel will be considered an oichel, will become mitzurif with the pachas mikabeya oichlin, and then therefore it will be mekabel tumim metam achayim. Bepesach di surei choshuv mitzaret b'shal yemoisa shon. But if the same maisa happened, not in Pesach, it happened during the rest of the years, the bekpei the talya milsa, then it's totally what his intentions are. If he intends to take it out of the kedera, he doesn't want it to remain in the kedera. Was put there temporarily. He wants to take it out. Is mitzvah. So memela. So then it doesn't become botul to the areve. So it's mitzvah. But if he wants that it should remain in the areve, arehu kareve. So then there's a din of the areve. So memela. So the Mishnah is telling us there's a vechein taket. That means in Pesach it will have the same shiurim. V'chein linyin atume, akizayis isurei machshivoi, so it doesn't, so there'll be a din of tumes oichlim. V'shayim oisa shone, then it's imak v'dol of choytzes, v'reitz v'kiume reyu karei. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Le'inyin siruf, Rashi an omed memheim et beis. Imak v'dolof, שאוסד ליטלוי חייצס, ואין טבילה אילה לו. בקיומי שיסקיים בסטוק אב ליסטם, he wants it to remain a steam. So the Gemara asked, מי דומי? דקטוני וחיים, they're not similar. הוסם גבי פסח בשיור, בקזאי ספוחס, מקזאי סטולי מלס. It's not totally what his intentions are, it's totally in the shear of the botsek. והוכי טולי מלס בקפדה, but here by tum it's totally in his retzainis, loishna puta, loishna tuv. It depends, does he want it to remain there, or does he want to take it out of the arevim? Lein yin tziruf tum, it's a mefosh vazal, de bepesach tal yemilse b'shiyure. He says, the ugabi tziruf tum, in Pesach will depend on the shear, the size of the botzik. B'shayim oisa shanike pluk techilik b'makbid l'sheini makbid. V'ayne de tonne seife, b'makbid olam. That's from the seife, b'shayim oisa shanike. Dike poches mikabeya oichlum de noga by botzik hadovik bareivim. The noga ben tume, now tume touched in this poches mikabeya oichlum. Ve itmu, so they became tome vado noga ben oichlum toirim. So is it considered that oichlum toirim touched the kabeya, or touched poches mikabeya? Be pesar, the isa chomets machashvoim. The isa chomets is machashevit, that means that there's an iser on it. You're not allowed to keep it in the areve. Is va'oseyu choshev, so it becomes mitzad atzmai choshev legabi kabbalas tumis. So there's a shame oichel on itself. Now Rashi explains what Rashi just said. Hoy you look his eyes, who's kalehi choshev linyan isachomets. Since a kizayis is choshev legabi that is a chiyuv biul, the loy bottle legabi areve in hilchis isachomets, it's not bottle legabi areve. Kedisan yereshe, ashte linyan tume nami loy bottle legabi areve. So who had in linyan tume, it will also not, will also have a chshivis, it won't become bottle to the areve. Umitzarev lahashlum lekebeyes, it'll become mitzurev lahashlum lekebeyes. V'aval gav dein mak pedolov, even though personally he doesn't want to take it away. But he would want it should remain there. But the Issa is machiachim that you're not allowed to leave it there. It's chayv levaya. So the Issa makes it, it's not bottled to the Arabic. Therefore, metames achir. So in Pesach, it will depend on shiurei Pesach. B'shayim moisa shon, the leker lemei meisurei chishuv. Boy, there you can say that the Issa is machshevet. So then, what will be the criteria? Is this bottle to the areva, or does this have a shem oichel? And it's bekpei the talya milsa. Imak v'dolov, if he wants to take it out, it's tarif the chashav uchlom. Yemois hashona, the rest of the year, so it's not totally in shiura, bein merube, bein mu'at. That was how Abayilim shot in the Mishnah. So the case of the Mishnah speaking about Tziruf to Oichel and Pachas Mekebeye. Maskev lo rove, miktoni mitzare. It's a beautiful pshat. But the Mishnah did not speak about Tziruf. Vahochoytzeitz ktoni. The Gemara says, in makbed olov, choytzeitz, im roitze bekim, ereo karebe. So we're speaking about chetzitz over here, not about Tziruf. The story is not a good story. The Mishnah does not seem to be speaking about a Tziruf legabi to be metam acherim. Elo marov, v'chein lahalois taro la'arebe. No, the Mishnah is speaking about if we want to be metayr da'arebe. That means we want to be toivol the arebe. So the shaila is, will tefillah help since there's botzek there? Is the botzek considered part of the arebe, or is the botzek considered a chetzitze? It's a davar nifrad. That's not letting the water touch the arebe. Get to the arebe. V'chein la'al istar la'arebe. Echidam, you're going to eat me'ach arebe. The arebe had become tomei, boilat bulei, and he wants to table the arebe. Is be Pesach, so Melech, what matters between Pesach and the whole year. The Isur Eichoshuv, the Isur is Machshavet, the Isur makes that it is not, that you have to be Mavairet, you can't leave it in the Rebbe, so Choytzitz, so it's considered a Dov on Nifrod, it's Choytzitz, so the Tvila will not be Oila for the Rebbe. But like Salkilo Tvila, the Tvila won't help. Bishar Yemois Hashonim, but the rest of the year, there's no Yisur Yichashubi, Bikpeid Italia Milsa. Imak Bedolo of Chaitzitz. If he wants to take it away, then it'll be Chaitzitz. And wait to be Kiyuma, he wants it to remain the Reyu Karei. Maskev lo rapope miktoni vechein le'inyin tare, or le'inyin tu miktoni. It's a very nice pshat. Chaitzitzah fits in. But you're saying the Mishnah speaking about the Taras Areve, the Mishnah says V'chein le'inyin tume. Elo Omar Rav Popes. Rav Popes says a third pshat. V'chein le'inyin lohoyrid tume la'areve. If we want to be mitame the Areve, heichi domi ki goin de noga sheretz b'hai botzek. That the sheretz touch the botzek. And the shaila is that the areve was mekabel tume. So if the botzek is considered part of the areve, so the sheretz touched the areve. So memeila, so the areve will be mekabel tume. If the botzek is not considered part of the areve, so then the areve will not be mekabel tume. Going to noga sheretz by botzek. Bepesach di surei choshuv choitze. So the botzek is a chetzitze between the sheretz and the areve. V'leinoch shalot tume. But the rest of the year, the Mekpeid Italia, and the din is as follows. He makpid all of, if he is makpid, that he want, doesn't want the botzik to remain there, choytzei, so the rei will not be mekabel to him. If he wants that this should remain as a steam of the kteir, a rei will carry. Zot Rashi, taro la rei. This was Rav's pshat. Tol yanami b'shiyure v'loy shiyure b'peisach. The tar of the reve, if tvila will be oilala, depends on the shiur of the botzek in Pesach. Being mak bedol of koya shayim ha'isha shalik, going to eat me. It's speaking about that the reve was mekabel tum. I want the tevil the reve. Bekoma, the b'peisach. So he says as follows. In Pesach, oilu b'kizayis oiver oleom. Since a kizayis is over on bal yiroh, ubitfonais, if it's in the doifen, isurei cheshuvoi, so the iser is marshevet, tawat, that it is not considered a chelik of the reve, the alkol choy tzorech litlo, he's mechuyev to take it off the reve. So memele, so therefore the haloche, the iser, makes that it's considered an entity b'fnei atzmei. So therefore the chayit, so it's a chetzit in the tefillah. The lehavi kareve does not have a teiras shem areve filoini makpedolov. Even though mitzad his rotzain, he wouldn't mind if it remains there. But the halach is mechayev him to be meiser the botzek. So therefore, it's a chetzit in the tefillah. Avo b'shayim meiser shalvei merube b'mud b'kpeidet al yemils. So the rapop and esther kashe, the loshen chetzit is very good, but it says v'chein l'nyetume. So therefore, rapop says v'chein l'hoyretume la'areva de botzek zet al yinami b'meiser peiser b'shiyure v'lav shiyure. The nafkamin is, could he be metame the arevim al yidei this botzik? We mak bedolo, vashayim meisha shonakoi. Hori gassin vechidom. He could go in the noga sheretz by botzik. Bepeis of the xayis yisurei chishu vechayis. Loi havi ki arevim. So it doesn't have a shame arevim. Loi nox no lo shum tumma la arevim. The arevim is not mekabo tumma. Vafilo ein mak bedolo. Vafilo he's not mak bed. But the Isser is machshevet for dover nifra. The Baporis Mikizayis kene makpedol lov loy. Shayim ha-Isashoni makpedol lov Baporis Mikizayis choytzet. Im reitze bikiyumoyim, harayu kareva, vakilu noga sheretz, vareva mamish. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Botzeik ha-Cheresh. Or Botzeik ha-Cheresh, we'll see this two pshotim in Rashi. Im yeish ki yoytze boi shehechmitz arei ze os. Zogt Rashi, botze hacheresh, she'ein niker im hechmitz im lav. By observing this botze, one is unable to recognize if this botze became chometz. She mishunehu, this is a mishunedike botze, kecheresh hazeh, just like hacheresh. Acheresh yesh lo yeznayim, he has ears, abo v'ene nikirim shemeyim lav, abo v'stutzach metamine v'enik, we don't know. Then odom oimed al birurei v'al daitoi, we don't know what he hears, what he understands. So memele, by observing this botzek, we don't know the matzik of the botzek. Lishna achine botzek acheresh, koshe kecheres. It's a hard dough. Ve'ine nike shehichmitz, v'atzoloyma hichsifu iponov, ve'in tziduk l'simen hachimutz. Is the Meiri says pshat, could be this pshat in Rashi also. The Meiri says that there was a change in the gavon, in the color of the dough. It got a little lighter. But it is not the shear of a chsifu ponov. It is no simone siduk. So we see something occurred. There wasn't a change that occurred, but this change, what we see, doesn't tell us anything. The shaila is the toichei kebaroi. That means, could be from the outside, it's not showing any symptoms of chimutz, but could be in the inside, already the chimutz is, the chimutz process has started to work, or it's chometz already. The Miri brings down from Yerushalmi, this can occur from a cold blast of air. That to the dough, so the dough, so the cold blast of air can create that the simoni chimutz are not visible on the dough. But we see something happen. That's how the Miri says pshat. There was a shinui in the color of the dough, but it wasn't a chsif upon them, and there was no siddik. So what do we know? Was tutzach in a veinik. So the Mishnah says, im yesh ki yoytze boi shehechmitz, arei ze os. Im yesh ki yoytze boi shehechmitz, im yesh isa acheres, shenilusha b'shaito ykvar hechmitze, at the same time that they were lost this dough, they were needing another dough, and the other dough we see claw that it became chometz, so we assume that this one is also chometz. Fragt die Gemara, in ein Sham ki yoytze boi mal, but what is, that's good, if you have another dough that was needed at the same time, so mamela we can figure out that boze v'gilalze. But what if I don't have another dough? Omar Rav Abo, Omar Rav Shimon ben Lokish, kidei sheyelech odom mi migdal nunye l'tverye mil. That the time it takes to go from migdal nunye to tverye, which is ashir mil, which is a hiloch of 18 minutes. So my mailers of 18 minutes passed by. So then we assume it's chometz. Frek the gemara v'neima mil. So why do you have to tell us distances? Tell us a shiur mil of 18 minutes. Kemashman de shiro de mil kemi migdal nunye ba'ad tferye. So trashe migdal nunye le tferye da heine mil. Omar Ababo, Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish. Now Rashi is going to say that the reason these memories are brought in our sugye is because Ababo, Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish said was the first Bala memory, so now we're going to say, oh, Ababo, B'shem Rab Shimon Lokish, other memories. That's how they come in. Legabo, the Litfile, Lunatilas Yodayim, Arbo Milim. Let us see Rashi. Legabol ulitvile. Mishum deravabo omaresh lokish, since that we have the same balamaimel, so nokedlo, that's what he tells us these halachas also. Legabol. Hamigabol isas acherem bischa. Someone was hired to make ise for someone else. Uklei balaibayis tmeyim. And so he's offering his services. That means he hired him to make Isa from him. He gave him Tomei Dike Kalem. The Meiri in Chulin brings down Shitas Rashi and elaborates a little more than it says over here. There was an opmach that he wanted he should be Losh Isosoi Betare. He wanted the Isha should be Betare. The hiddur of Isa Betare could be, the Rambam Hilchus Bikurim Perik Ches, Alochi Yit Aleph says, Lo Yase Odom Isosoi Betume Lechatchile. One should not make an Isa Tmeye, Ela Yizoyer, the Yishtadel, the Yitayer, Hu Vekeilov, Kedei Lahafrish Chala Toire. That means that when you're making an Isa, there's going to be Chala eventually. So in order that the Chala that you're going to be mafresh should be Chala Toira, so you have to start Betare. So therefore, it's Adin Lechatchile that a person should make his Isa Betare. Fine. So the Miri says in Chulun, so that this person, he went over to a Gabel, and he told them, listen, I want you to make this Isa Betare. And he gave him kelim, but I'm telling you this kelim are tmeim. And then they made a price that this is going to pay him this and this and this. So it's understood. So how do you make nisa betarev? He gives them kelim tmeim. So that means the gabel should go and table the kelim. I mean, that's understood. I'm giving you kelim tmeim, and you should make it betarev. So that means you should table that. That all goes into the price. So till arba milim, there's a mikveh till arba milim, so that goes into the schiris. That's understood. You have to table it. Dalad milim. But if he has to go more than dalad milim, so this, it does not go into, then he, so the Meiri says then he can further more money. This is till arba milim, it seems it's not such a big tirche. So this is in this licked in the schiris that he has to table the kelim fashteitzer. Not only if he has a mikveh in his basement, he has to be betar the kelim. But if it's a distance greater than arba milim, so then the socher can schlep him to a din teire. I went 5 milim, my dear friend, I need extra money for that. That's one thing. V'chein letzvilet. Imahalach odom baderech. A person is traveling. Obo eis loloin ole hispalo. The time came. He has to stop traveling. He has to daven. Im yesh beis haknesses lefonov berochik arba milim. If there's a shul, that means he will continue traveling. Arba milim. Now arba milim is a distance of 72 minutes. That's okay, it's a distance of 72 minutes. Im yesh beis haknesses lefono berichuk arba milim, hoylech umispalo shom belon shom. So even though he's famatet already, he would like to rest here, no daven, be yechidis. So we tell him, no, if by continuing traveling, you'll be able to daven in a beis haknesses, Rashi says by us beis haknesses, the Rishonim say minyan. I don't know if this Rashi wants to be Moisef for the Indian of davening the Beis HaKnesses alone There's also a chiyuv to go dalad milim, or Rashi means when there's a beis hakneses, there's a minyan. But the Rishonim mean that from Rashi a minyan. Is oilech mispalo shon velon sham. So you won't be long here, you'll go another 72 minutes. V'chein l'netilas yadayim l'achila. Im osid limtsoy mayim l'fonov v'dalad milim. If he would like to eat now, we see he's hungry. He would like to eat now, but he doesn't have netilas yadayim. So do we tell him, im osid limtsoy mayim l'fonov v'dalad milim, if by continuing your journey, you'll find a place that has mayim, another hour and 12 minutes, Oilech l'sham v'noitel es yod. If you don't stop here, you'll go another dalad milim. Agav ulche, the bir aloche in simen kuf samach gimel, which is speaking about hilchas netilas yadayim, zok the bir aloche as follows. Umistavro, d'chshehu noiseya begamlo palcho, if he's going by a concord, he's going with a jet, or he's going in any other type of any other oifen of traveling, begam lo parche, ein choishven lefi oirech aderech, elo lefi cheshben hazman shel hiluch dalet mini. That what the Chazal machayev, he has to go out of his way another 72 minutes. The chiv is 72 minutes, not dalet milim. The Chazal was speaking about a person who's walking. So it takes 72 minutes to walk. If you have a different means of traveling, of commuting, so we need a shir, it's a time shir. Shu'ayin beis minuten. V'cholzek shu'urov harbe. So the Mishnah, of this whole heter is, he's hungry now. So you tell him, wait another 72 minutes, if you can get water then you should continue your traveling for another 72 minutes. These are three halachas that Rav Bo said b'shem Rav Shem Melokish. Legabol uletfile unetila shedayim arbo milet. Oma Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said two corrections. Number one, Ayboy Amro. Not Rav Bo said b'shem Rav Shem Melokish. Ayboy said it. And number two, Varbo Omar. He said four halachas, which all have the same din of Dalet Mila. Varbo Omar Bo. Chodo Minayu Ibud. One of these halachas, this is the fourth halacha, is Ibud Oires. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Vekulon She Ibdon. That means there are soft Oires which have a halacha of Boso. The Mekabel Tumas Oichlan. When does it become ois oichel? When you ma'abed the oil, and it gets hard, so then it becomes ois oichel. How much ibud is necessary to be mafkiya the shame oichel? The kulon she ibdon, oi shehilech bem kedei avoide tahoirin, chutz me oir ha'odom. The kamo kedei avoide, what is the shir? That was also a way of processing the oil, the hiluch. The kama kedei avoide, omar avyani kedei hiluch arbo milim. Let's see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Nav aiva omro lo hamilsa mishmei deresh lokish, v'loi rav abo omro. V'abo mili yom abo, lishir abo milim, he said four things. Haino tlas v'chodem oisiv. Mahi ibud, shir ibud shel oil rach, hametame kebosa. That means you have oirach is metame tumas oichlam kebosa. Can hanach the choshe boi avaroite. Arba milim hu levat loy mitoiras boso machmas ibudai. So there's arba milim will make it ois boso and the ibud then it becomes ois oichlam. Kulon kol eilu shmona chachomim boi avaroite b'shereisei metamem kibsor neshurach v'darke leyochel. Shehilach b'hem derech oiris l'shoitchon, they used to spread out the oiris l'fnei drisis ragloi odom, b'zeh tchilas ibudom v'hilach. So memele, so a hilach of dalad milim will be mafkiya the tumas oichlim from the oiris. Omar Rav Yosi b'Rabbi Chanine lo'ishonu elo l'fonov.
this aloche that we had had, that letfila, or the netilas yadayim, he has to go another dalet milim, that is dafke, if this is emerson in the direction that he eventually wants to go to. That means he's not going out of his way. He's going in his, and he's going towards his goal. He's getting closer to his goal. But he wanted a rest already, and tomorrow he'll continue. So he tell him, no, listen, since your interest is to get there, so if I can't, you should continue your traveling. You'll get there earlier, and at the same time, you'll chaparayim, fila betzibul, you'll chaparayim netilas yadayim. Avol achel, but if in order to get to a minyan, or in order to get maimun to a shedayim, he has to go out of his way, he has to go backwards, afilu milay nechayis, even a milay doesn't have to go back. Avache said, umino milu day nechayis. That's it, a milay doesn't have to go back. Hapoches mi milchayis, but less than a milay, he does have to go back. Umino, no, the previous Ashi. Ela lefnim, lefona, anatilas yadayim, batvila, the malach baderech koi. So Rashi says, this shir, what we differentiate between lefona v'la'achav, is speaking about a hoilach baderech. So hoilach baderech, so then we could say, so lefona, dalet milim, la'achav, out of his way, samil, dilu gabel, Yelech adalad milim, the ma yesh le lahafsit. I mean, what's the difference in which direction is going? The case of Gabel, the way Rashi learned, Shad is speaking about that if I can't his kabur bim koima, he has to go to mikveh, the table of the kalim. So the shir is dalad milim. So which the chilik if he's going north or south, east or west? Bechere, the ma yesh le lahafsit. Whichever direction is going. The Orech did not want to learn like Rashi. He's going to a Gabel. He's a Mahalach Baderech. Just like by Tvila, he's a Mahalach Baderech. So he also, he's a Mahalach Baderech. Dim yesh gabel ha'oisa isosoi betare berochik dalet milim yamtim ashi yegiyu la'oisa gabel. Fakert that he is going to purchase an isa. So if he'll go another dalet milim, he can get a gabel who makes isa betare. If he goes less, if he'll stop over here, he can only find a gabel who makes isa betume. So he should continue going another dalet milim in order to be able to find a gabel who's oise isa betar. Vashti osi shaper, the leishonu el lefon of koya kulo. It's going on the case of gabel also. According to Rashi, it's only going on tefillin atilus yadayim, and according to Taisvis, it's going on all the three halachas. Ule tefillin, nire keperish akontris, that he has to go an extra dalet milim to find a shul or a minyan. The leika oluch the perish letvila aino lirchaitz yodav lehispal. The oluch learned letvila. Everything is talking about netilas yadayim. That is so. If he can find in another 72 minutes, it's muyimdi. If he can find another 72 minutes, he can find a mokim to wash his hands. He should walk another 72 minutes further. If it's the time to daven mincha, I think Taisus means like it's late, and he might miss mincha by going further. Amrinim bebroches, Rav Chisda life man aman the mahada amaya bidan sloisa. If it's the time of davening, and he might pass the davening, so Faked Rav Chisda says that the hiddur is not to look for water. Receive Erchatz ben Nikoyim Kappa. You could be Yoitze with Nikoyim Balma to rub your hands on a Tzroyer. The Isha Loi Bizman Tvile. And if it's speaking about Shaloi Bizman Tvile. So what's Pshat? So Lachayre, he has time. He has a few hours to daven. It's noch shash ilfa past his man Tvile. Is Mayiye Dalet Milim. If he has time, it's not Zman Tfile, So why only Dalet Milim, Afila Tuva Nami? So let us see the Maram on this Taisvis. It's a very interesting Maram. The Maram is Daf Chesamet Beis Bedafi Hamarsho. Look the Maram. Makshim ha'olo. Taisvis says if it's not the Eden Sloise, so why dafke dalad minim? Milim, it should go more. Makshin oilam, dilmul oilam ayri linya netila letfila, hu mayri shaloi beidon sloise, it means shaloi beidon sloise, but the kashlach loilam afilachas nam, yesh loime, the mayri shereitza lolon hocha beirzois. He wants to stop over here already. The e ike dalad mila mayim tzach leilich sham kemeisha perish chashi linyan tefila basore. What's the kasha? Just like Rashi learned lagabi tefila basore. Is it memeila? That's what it's talking about. He would prefer to stop over here. So he say if he can get a minion in the next 72 minutes, go further. So that's also the same thing. It's shaloi bidon sloisa, but you should walk another 70 minutes to get in the tila. V'tzorech loymal, dohon nami pshite, afilu imroitze lolon, iloi havi beidon sloisa, afilu ches nami. He says, no. He says, that's poshet, if it's shaloi beidon sloisa, zim mechuyiv to go 8 mil. Avo, aye, we see there's no such chiyiv. By minyan gufi, only mechuyiv to go dalet milim. Aval bele hispalo ba asore heine rebuse da filo ave be idon sloise torech leilech dalet milen. So the Maram says am buim de kechidish. That the Maram says it's be idon sloise. So that's me be idon sloise means it's he might miss this man tfile. That's why Rav Chisda was light aman de mahada amayim be idon sloise because he'll be looking for water and of a pastor's man tefillin. So the Maram says, so be'idin slois, if you're looking for water, forget about it. You daven, and be'yoytze elchitz p'nekoyin kapai. But if you're looking for a minion, be'idin slois, go look for a minion. Thus, aces to daven, elch b'kedike be a meira dikazach. Davnen on a mikveh elchetz b'nekoyin kapay. Davnen shomel til shedayim. Nekoyim is also good. Zeichet gedavn. That there it's more wichtig. If there's any chash that you might fapas man tfile, don't be mahadar in the tile. Go and be menake elchetz b'nekoyin kapay. But if there's a meduber about a minion, you go dalet mil to look for a minion. You go for dalet mil to, it's be'idan sloise. A minion is gedaven, nicht a minion is stamazai. Meira de kechidish in the Maram. And the Maram also says the second, The second chidish we see in Taisvis, that if it's shaloi bidon sloisa, so there's no shir of dalad amis, not dalad mil, there's no shir of dalad mil. You have to travel more, full of 8 mil. To lechayrat megahart, so we have it. The Maram makes the member of Rav Shimon ben Lakish very interesting. He says that if he's beidat slaisha, he's not supposed to look for water. Rav Chisda is light. He go daven with bemidat the menaki. Beidat slaisha by a minion, you go and look. You go look for a minion better. And even those are Shashema Yaves Mantvila, you go look for me. Shaloi be'idon sloise. So then, say by Netilas Yadayim, say by a minion. Then you go, you have to mechuyiv to go 8 mil, 10 mil. There's no, the sky's the limit. If it's shaloi be'idon sloise, then there's no shir. So I had a ha'ore, so what's by Netilas Yadayim by Achila? We do see there's a shear of Dalit. I mean, the Tosfos had said, if it's shaloi be'idon sloisa, if there's no chash, that if a pass is man tvile, so you have to go, eight mil, 10 mil, there's no shaila. So why by netilas yadayim is there a shear of dalet mil? Perhaps it could be netilas yadayim, we had mentioned before in the Mishneh Berurah, he's very hungry. Here we're not talking about, we're not speaking about that. He has to daven, he would like, he would prefer to, stop here, so we told him, no, continue your journey. Could be there's a bazundere kula by netilas yadayim, since he's very hungry. So memela, so the only mechai, there's a psatzar haguf over here, he's a mitztaya, so memela, they were only machmer, dalet milim. Perhaps we can say another teretz, the Chiddush Yaran asks Akasha, Chiddush Yaran asks, the Gemara says in Chulin that a person is neitel yodov b'shachis, and he's seimach on this netila the whole day. He was shema yodov, so he's seimach on the netila, he used it for Achilles Pas. So the Chiddush Yaran asks, so what's the sinyan of he had to go dalet ames for netila shadayim? I was neitel yodov shachis. So why does he have to go bechlal? Zok techdushi aran, even though it's neitel yodov shachis, if you can go dalad mil, you should go dalad mil. If you can't go dalad mil, you can be samechan de netila shachis. That's one mahalach he wants to say in the Gemara, techdushi aran. So we're speaking, so it could be there's a bazundere kule by netila shiadayim, the health of the neitel yodov shachis. I was thinking perhaps we could say another teretz, and the Kevege and Hilchis Aninis brings down that even though an Einan is potter mikola mitzvahs, but if he's eating pas, he has to wash Netilas Yadayim, but he doesn't make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim. So we see from Rabbi Kevege that there's an iser. Not a mitzvah. The din netilas anoinen is part of min mitzvah. He doesn't make a broche. There's an iser chazal aser to eat pas without netila. It's not a mitzvah. It means there's an iser. So memele. So could be that's the svara of the maram. The maram means to say like this. It could be the din of netilas yadayim by tvile. The din of davening with a minyan. These are mitzvahs. These are mitzvahs. So then. And the sky's the limit. You can go 8 mil, 10 mil, if it's, you have to go. Als the kiyama mitzvah. Here, pshat is, it's not a mitzvah. It's an isa, you're not allowed to eat pas, beli netila. So it could be, here they were makel. They were makel more than dalad mil, you're not mechuyiv to go. Zot,